Well, hello everybody. Thank you for stopping in. I have a word I am really excited to share with you. I want to start out by giving you a scripture over in 1 Corinthians 14, 14 through 15. That's 1 Corinthians 14, 14 through 15. It says, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding." So there's some will going on there. And I have been exercising my faith for this. I've seen it give me so many breakthroughs in the past that when the new year came, I decided that I will pray with my spirit. I will pray with my understanding, believing that when I pray in the spirit, I will at some point have understanding, whether it's through just a knowing in my spirit or a scripture that's illuminated or something just comes to me. You know, God speaks in such a myriad of ways. And so I started praying more and more in the spirit. And then a few weeks ago, somebody was sitting in my living room and I'm sitting over on the couch, and all of a sudden I turned to them and I said, "If somebody were to put a microphone in front of my mouth and I got to say one thing and broadcast it across the world, here's what I would say." And as I'm saying this, I'm like, where's this coming from? But I said, I would tell people that what you sow is what you're going to reap. That is the one thing that I would tell people. Because over in Genesis 1, from the very beginning, God tells us that the seed reproduces after its own kind. So that means if you sow a car to somebody, you've got a car coming back to you if you exercise your faith for it. If you sow ugly, you've got double ugly coming back to you. If you sow kindness, you have kindness coming back to you. The seed reproduces after its own kind. So whatever seeds we sow, that is the kind of harvest that we're going to get back. And as I was saying this, I'm like, really? This is the one thing that I would tell people? And I realized something. I realized that's what I had been praying in the spirit. As I upped my time praying in the spirit and believing for my understanding, the Lord was impregnating me, seeding me, if you will, with a message that tell people what they sow is what they're going to reap. Now, we live in a world where there's a whole lot of bad seed being sown right now. My goodness, road rage, shootings, just all kinds of things. I don't need to go into it. Just court case after court case now, even being aired publicly. And the thing of it is, people are on such a short fuse because of the state of the world. And so we have to realize that we cannot let that affect us as Christians, as spirit-filled Christians who have the ability to pray in the spirit and pray with the understanding. More than ever, we must have the mind of God. We have to be sure that we are not sowing bad seed, because what you sow is what you're going to reap. And so my church started going on a fast back at the beginning of the year. It was a 3-week fast. And as the first day I sought the Lord, which is the whole purpose of a fast, to draw closer to God, to seek the Lord, he gave me this scripture in Galatians 5:16. Of all the things God could have spoken to me at the beginning of this 21-day fast, here is the scripture that he unctioned me with. Galatians 5:16, "But I say," now I'm going to read this in the Amplified, so there's a lot of words here, but this is powerful. "But I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, responsive to, controlled and guided by the Spirit." What a way to live. Responsive, controlled, guided by the Holy Spirit. Then, when you are responsive to, controlled, and guided by the Holy Spirit, then you will certainly, of a certainty, not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh or of the human nature without God. And I saw that God was showing me You have to be led. You have to walk. You have to live by my spirit. So you are sowing good seeds. You are making good decisions. You are making right choices. Otherwise, if you're not walking in the spirit, if you're not living in the spirit, controlled and guided by him, you will be sowing bad seed. And what did we say? What you sow is what you're going to reap. So I put this into action at the first of the year. I started by writing the whole scripture out in this little journal that we got at church. We got a 21-day journal, and I wrote that out, the whole scripture. And a couple days later, it's like, what is the scripture? Every morning you would write, what is the scripture that God is highlighting to you? I would write the scripture again, and I would write it again. And God just kept telling me, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, and you will not gratify or fall into that human nature that the world seems to be falling into really deep right now. And I found that what started happening was, as I wrote the scripture down and as I started meditating and rehearsing it every day, I would find myself in traffic. And when things would get kind of gnarly out there on the road, I would say, out of my mouth would come, no, I walk habitually in the Holy Spirit. I am controlled and guided by the Spirit, and I will not satisfy the lust of the flesh. It started revolutionizing the way I drove, the way I interacted with people. Now, I'm not saying that I was sowing a bunch of bad seed out there. I mean, of course, we know not to do that, but let's face it, life happens, and sometimes we get frustrated, and sometimes we get impatient. But as I kept grabbing a hold of that scripture, and I would pray over it more and more in the spirit, but God was showing me that if you would walk and live habitually in the spirit, remind yourself constantly, reframe your mind that you are controlled and guided by the Holy Spirit. And it says you certainly will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. My friend, as we close today, hey, you know, I know it can be crazy out there, but we cannot just grit our teeth as Christians and say, I'm not going to sow a bad seed. I'm not going to make a bad decision. Oh, yes, you will. Unless you are guided and controlled and led by the Holy Spirit. Unless you walk and live habitually. See, when you walk, you're putting one foot after the other, one good decision after the other, one good seed you're sowing after the other. Remember, seeds reproduce after their own kind. And as you walk that out, one foot after the other, eventually that becomes your lifestyle. You will be walking and you will be living habitually controlled by the Holy Spirit, and you certainly will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And what's going to happen? Eventually, you've got so much seed out there, it is just coming back harvest upon harvest, wave upon wave. And I want to just encourage you with this last thing. Begin to see God's goodness and God's supply operating in your life instead of bad things and tragedy. Begin to see triumph. I have certain things right now I'm going through with my house. My house, it's time for a total makeover. So it's getting ready to be painted, and it's getting ready to have some other things done to it. And sometimes it can be tough trying to get the workers to get back to you. But I kept saying every day, Lord, you know what? I'm going to give this to you. I'm going to believe that good things are coming to me. I wrote it down yesterday. And the guy that I really needed to come over that has been putting me off for like 3 weeks showed up yesterday, did the job, and instead of charging me the $200 to $500 that he estimated, he charged me $100, and it was actually really a delight to just chat with him. See, you sow good seed, you're going to reap good seed. You sow walking in the spirit, and you're going to reap things from the spirit. But if you sow the flesh, you're going to reap things from the flesh. A seed reproduces after its own kind. So if I could tell you one thing today, I would say, I would tell you that what you sow is what you're going to reap. But if you stand on Galatians 5:16, if you exercise that prayer language and believe and exercise your will, that whatever you pray, your understanding will also be enlightened. God will begin to show you things to come. He will begin to show you how to interact. He will begin to show you where to sow good seed. He will show you how to make good choices. And you will have an abundant harvest of good, good, good as you walk and live habitually in the Spirit. Be blessed, guys. Have a great day.